Views and opinions of shows, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio,
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, 7:06 in the morning here on the last day of June. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
And it is 81 degrees, a nice balmy morning in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 106. North winds up to 14 miles an hour with gusts as high as 18 miles an hour. Low this evening of 72, sunny and hot on Friday with 107, mostly clear Friday night with a low of 70 degrees, and on Saturday only just a balmy 101, and then a 68 for the night, cooling down a little bit into the hundreds and high 90s, high 90s next week, we're going to get a little bit of a relief. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where's my cardigan?
It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Wow.
I know. Wow. It's so
and the hits just keep on coming.
Okay, I tell you what, though, everybody, just be careful out there. Drink a lot of water, dress in light clothing, and don't leave anything in the car when you leave. Don't leave a dog, cat, granny, babies. Don't leave anything in the car. Don't leave any living creature in the car if you have to leave it, because where you may think you'll be back in 5 minutes, all of a sudden it's 10. And in 10 minutes in a car, it can get up to 120 easily in there. And if you're gone for 20 minutes, it can be up to 140.
And I was listening on the radio yesterday. Somebody was talking about if the weather and the heat pattern continued in certain areas. And I'm not even sure whether it was here. They said that if those things, then some of the outside venues like walking trails and what have you would have to be closed. And it occurred to me that if it's too hot to be out there walking, are we not even responsible enough anymore that we can determine to not go to these places? Do we actually have to have the officials and government close them so we'll stay away from them?
Well, I'll tell you what, in Phoenix, Arizona, when they're having this terrible heat wave down there, 108 and like this, people were going out on the hiking trails that thought, you know, they could do this. 6 to 8 of them died.
Well, okay, so are we
not 68?
So we're just that stupid, is what you're saying?
Well, yeah, but
we can't take care of ourselves, so we have to have somebody else come down and tell us.
And
here's
what I believe. Maybe you might want to put a sign out there, but guess what? Is in the military we had different types of flags they flew. And, you know, you had green flag, which meant you could do everything. And then you had a red flag, meant it was getting hot and the humidity and the heat factor. And then you had the black flag, where all outside, unnecessary outside activity should stop.
Okay.
So, you know, so it was a warning out
there
because
we do that for fire. Right. I mean, we have signs, you know.
But on something like this, on trails and things, I think there ought to just be a warning that says, hey, it's hot out there, and you can make sure you have water and all that. But, you know, what I think it does is people go out and push it like this, is that it's just the way that it's intended to deepen the gene pool.
Well, it's like the guy who stepped off the trail at Yellowstone and wanted to go walking on the crusty stuff over the hot pool.
Uh-huh.
Well, he fell in, and his family is now suing the Park Service because the Park Service is not going to tear this area apart to recover what's left of his body, because there's nothing but bones by now. And the whole thing is, he chose to step off the trail, but the Park Service is being sued.
Absolutely. And if you've been there, you will see that there are signs everywhere saying do not leave the trail. And in order to protect the people, then now what are we going to have to do? Take that whole area and fence it and put it up, put barbed wire on it so people can't get into the areas that they've been told not to?
That would be like a covered walkway when you're going through the shark tank.
Well, it's like
something.
This. There's no sense of responsibility. Let's get going here. There's no sense of responsibility in many people. You know, look at it. Okay. Don't go off the trail here. And don't go off the trail. So they go off the trail. They get injured. And then they sue
and they
the
win.
People on the trail.
And they win.
A guy hangs upside down from his toes in a bar. Because he's been drinking and he falls and he splits his head open. Whose fault is it?
Well,
a kid
breaks into a high school, falls through a plate glass window, breaking into the high school and sues. And guess what?
Wins.
The jury gives him an award.
Because there is no sense of responsibility anymore. And there is there
somebody
in
else's
life.
Fault.
And while we're getting started here, there's Mr. Obama in Canada.
Oh, here we
and
go.
Here comes the Mexicans and the Canadians whacking at Trump along
telling
with Obama.
Telling us why we shouldn't vote for
him.
Oh,
you know what? That right there, if it was nothing else, it's enough to vote for Trump. Because when you have the Mexican government say, oh, you shouldn't vote for him, and you have the Canadian government saying, oh, you shouldn't vote for them, they are intruding in our personal affairs just like Obama did in Britain when he said, yo, you people should vote to stay in the EU.
That, well, let's hope it turns out the same way.
Understand that pushed a lot of the Brits right over the top right there. How dare you interfere in our country? How dare the Mexican government, who takes advantage of the United States through the good offices of President Obama, lecture us and tell us who we should vote for? How about this? How about taking care of your people, getting rid of the drug problem, and getting your people jobs, and they wouldn't be invading our country by the millions? How about that, Mr. President?
Speaking of responsibility.
And wait a minute. And the Canadians. And the Canadians. You're nothing but a blip on the radar, Canadians. Let me tell you. If it wasn't for, you know, oh, well, you know, we can give away all this socialism and we have all this and we can give it away. The reason is because you don't have a defense department. Why? Because we protect you. That's right. Are there Canadians in armed forces? Yes. Are they good people? Yes. Do they have a large armed force? No. Why? You don't need it. What if they invade Canada? Don't you think, you know, we're going to kind of get into that? So the Canadian socialist, and he is a socialist, and the Mexican socialist are saying we shouldn't vote.
And the American socialist
say that we should not vote
and
for...
And that's a compliment. I mean, that's a stretch for me to call Obama a socialist.
Well, anyway, what, you know, are all hitting on Trump. You know what? Frankly, mind your own business. Take care of your own country. You guys got enough problems.
And Mr. Obama, you need to come back here and take care of the problems that we've got and quit telling us who's going to succeed you. You're not running for office. And you ought to get out of this race.
Oh, he's not, though. Oh, no. Well, in fact, did you hear what the Canadian Parliament was saying? Was chanting? Did
right.
you hear this?
No.
Four more years. Four more years.
The Canadian Parliament. Oh.
And here's the scary thing.
It could happen.
It can't happen. It's not going to happen. You know, everybody said, and I've got bets everywhere that said, oh, no, he's going to be able to take a third term. I've got bets everywhere that says, oh, he's going to take a third term.
He can't take a third term.
They go,
he could declare martial law and just do away with our system. It would never happen.
It'll never happen.
They're stupid, but they're not that stupid.
Are you sure?
No, I am. You know what? What's he going to do? Is he going to tell the military, okay, we're going to go martial law? Like the military likes this guy? There could be like four generals walk in there and take over the country. That's what you have to worry about.
Well, which four generals have you got left that he hasn't put in there?
Well, I tell you what, the chief of staff, the Marine General, refused to attend the Ash Carter, the Secretary of Defense's announcement, how they were, you know, putting in, you know, doing away with all the restrictions on women in combat. Oh, he refused to go to it because he had led the fight against it. So.
Well, yeah, here's the problem, though, that we've had more pushback from our Republicans back there in Washington, D.C. against Trump than we've had in 8 years against Obama. I mean, they have not argued, put him down, tried to change anything he said, and every day we get one of our elected Republicans back there telling us how wrong Trump is, and how he just can't bring himself to support him. Now he's going to have to change his ways before they can get behind him. What about the oath, or not the oath, but the promise that all those people that ran against him made about they were going to support the eventual representative for the Republican Party, and now they just can't make up their mind? They just don't think they can?
Well, you know, you're pretty feisty this morning.
Well, yes, I am.
You must have had a really good night's sleep.
I did.
On the
sleep number bed. Absolutely. just takes away all that tension when you hit that bed.
Okay, my sleep number saying is I went down to 50 last night. I don't know, I was kind of tight around the shoulder, so I did that. I felt pretty good. And then Linda's sleep number setting is 40, and she, of course, sleeps like a little log when she's over there. The dog in the middle of the night runs around the house, which wakes me up, and then I go right back to sleep. But sleep number. Rated number one by Consumer Report for 2015. Made in America. You've had yours for, what, 10 years?
Over 10 years, yes.
10 years, and it's a lot of wear and tear on that bed.
I'm not going there.
Wow.
I'm just saying in 10 years you sleep on it.
Every night.
I mean, that's you add all that up. That's, thousands of nights there of great sleep.
Great sleep.
Hey, right now you can go over to the Target Shopping Center and get a new one. A queen sleep number C2 mattress for only $699.99. That's a great price. That's a great price.
For what you get, beds are more than reasonable in price.
It is. Lasts a long time. Like I said, made in America. It's rated number one.
Great service and product to go with it.
Sleep number. Head over to Target Shopping Center and see Brian or Janice over there. Tell me sent you. 17 minutes after the hour 7. We'll be right back.
Have you ever had your vehicle in a shop for a collision repair? When you called to check on it, did no one seem to know anything about it? Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did you feel like a number when you were given canned rhetoric or generalization not specific to your vehicle? Although we are recognized as an authority in frame and suspension repair, we are primarily an auto body and truck collision repair center. When you select Coachmaster, we will tell you exactly how we are going to repair your vehicle. You will know the person in charge and get direct answers to your questions and follow-up phone calls, because every vehicle is personal to us. With our knowledge of the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to get started quickly. A reputation for excellent service and high-quality repairs takes years to build, and we intend to keep it. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades and a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Just give Budget Blinds a call today, 226-9027, or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Butt and Trish Clark. It is 20 minutes after the hour.
81 degrees.
Going up to 160. It was a little warm yesterday.
It was so warm yesterday that the house didn't even cool down last night.
I was out jogging on the. I was running. I was down there at the running stairs because it would make it even harder, and I was wearing a flak jacket. So
the it felt warmer yesterday because the dew point was up a few degrees. There was more moisture in the air, so like my swamp cooler was not working as efficiently. On Tuesday, it was extremely dry. But yesterday had gotten a little more humid, and that's why it felt yuckier.
Well, yeah, and I think I mentioned that a couple of years ago the neighbors took down a huge, huge tree, ash tree, out of their backyard. And I've lived in that same house for many, many years. It's always been in the shade from like 2 o'clock in the afternoon on, and now I am in full sun from 2 o'clock on.
Budget blinds.
It's the roof.
The roof.
No sun coming in the windows. Because I have overhangs and patio covers. It's just that the roof is now in solid sun. I'm not sure what I do about that. Put in more insulation. I did that. But wow, what a difference!
Paint it silver so it reflects.
The roof.
Yeah.
I have silver shingles.
Oh, okay. Hey, a big shout out to Sun Gold and her husband. They're celebrating 53 years of being married
today.
Congratulations, Sonny.
53 years. Wow.
Wow.
That's a long time to be together.
It is.
For them.
It is great. So,
it's great.
Congratulations to you and Gene. Okay. They've got the warning out. Don't use fireworks this weekend.
Oh.
It's illegal, first of all, in Shasta County.
It is. Even safe and sane, because they...
Any kind
of fireworks whatsoever. You can go right across the border into Tehama County. You can pick up that safe and sane stuff and buy it legally. But as soon as you cross the Shasta County border, you have broken the law, because you cannot bring that, any kind of firework, or use any kind of it in Shasta County.
Okay. Now, on the 3rd... but if you want to see fireworks, you go down to Anderson Explodes.
Exactly, on July 3rd. It's free.
It starts at like 5 o'clock. You know, you come in, vendors
barbecue,
and all types
vendors,
of things.
It's great time.
They're having races, everything going on down there, and then you can watch that for more information. Live music, barbecue, everything's going on down there. Give them a call at 224-4900 for more information. And then, of course,
on July 4th,
right out here at the Reading Civic Auditorium, it's you and, 5,000 of your closest friends.
The Freedom Festival, yeah.
Freedom Festival goes on there, and go to readingcivic.com for more information. But I tell you what, if you haven't seen that, that is huge, too.
Yes, it is. Lots going on
here. We can
sit
out in our backyard and watch. And watch Elk Killer. Which reminds us, on the 3rd and the 4th, if you're living down around Anderson, but on the 4th, watch your dogs. Bring them inside. Make sure they have a leash on them, because every day, on the night of the 4th, when the explosions are going off, the next day, Haven Humane has probably another 15 dogs that have gotten scared, gone over the fence, and run away.
They get very frightened. They need to be in the house. Do you know, I had ferocious Labrador, and for all the time that he was alive, I had little rags on my doors, bedroom doors, so that they couldn't be closed. Because he would get so frightened, fireworks, those kind of things, that he would go into the bedroom and try to get behind the door, and he'd end up locking himself in the bedroom because he'd just be so, if we weren't there. So, and I'd come home and find him locked in one of the rooms. So I always had these little guards to keep the doors from closing.
Oh, but, I mean, that's cool.
He was a great big dog, but he was very, very frightened of the
Elk Killer.
Liked to hunt. Guns didn't bother him, but the fireworks was incredible.
I think it's because it comes from different directions, and it's like they're being surrounded.
I guess. I don't know.
And,
it was very frightening to them.
You know, we can pick up Elk Killer and even hold her. And she still still does not like it. And but too bad. It's,
it was something that happens, but yeah, it's very frightening.
But you can take precautions for your dogs that
are
outside.
Sure,
if you've got an outside dog that can get over that fence, you don't think it can get over the fence, it can get over the fence, probably.
Yes.
So just be aware of that. You know, on the rodeo parade, people bring their dogs down, and I'm down announcing the parade. I look over them and say, I just want to tell you, people with children and dogs here, that on the last float coming through here is Asphalt Cowboys, and they are firing off guns, and it is loud. You just might want to know that. And everybody kind of smiles and nods, and here they come around that far corner. Here goes that first shotgun off, and they're still 100 yards away. Boom! People are getting up. The dogs are leaving. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we've warned about not shooting fireworks off and all that.
And the fireworks are so dangerous.
Did we talk about Justin Bob being found?
No, we did not talk about that.
This young man that everybody's been looking for since Sunday, he's been gone since Sunday, has been located. He's okay. He's normal.
He took off. He didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, he took off, didn't tell anybody, and not realizing that so many people would worry about him, which is kind of, you know what? It's kind of cool to have friends. Like, but see, when you do something that's out of the ordinary, like, he's never done it before. He hasn't just left. I mean, his sister came in for Dunsmere. Well, it's not a long way away, but she came in. His roommate, he said, well, I thought it was unusual that, you know, blah, 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 but, you know. Mm-hmm. But then he's gone from work. And so.
And didn't even tell anybody at work.
But Justin has been found, and he's okay. So everybody can come back off the step if you were on the step. Frankly, but we talked about this. We're adults, and a lot of times we just leave.
But that's not a good thing to do.
It's not a good thing to do.
Especially in this day and age, because if something were to happen, it might be 2 or 3 days. A lot of us live alone, and we don't have daily contact with any one person or what have you. If something were to happen and to you, it might be a long while before somebody would even notice you were gone. And then where do they start to look for you if you haven't? So just as a common courtesy to the people who know and care about you, also you should just take the time to let somebody know, hey, I'm going to take off and I'm heading in this general direction. Not because you have to ask permission or because you have to be accountable, but just as a common courtesy that people care about you.
It's like if you're going hiking, you leave a note with somebody that, hey, I'm starting here in the trailhead, and I'm going up on this trail, and this is how long I should be gone. Because if something happens, anything can happen. You sprain an ankle, you break your leg, anything, exactly. And that you're stuck up there. They know where to start, and hey, he's supposed to be back tonight, and I'm going, so we're going to the trailhead, and we're going up this way. And so it gives people direction, at least.
Yeah. So, okay. And I try to do that, because I certainly am one to just kind of decide to go someplace in a hurry and go, which is cool, but it is nice to let people know where you're at.
All right. Where are you at?
Where am I at?
We got a couple minutes here. What's got you fired up?
What's got me fired up? Oh, mostly just this country we're living in, as we were talking earlier. I get to the point where I don't recognize the country that I'm living in. Things are happening.
It's changed dramatically since you were a kid.
Oh, since I was a kid, it's changed dramatically. You know what?
It's changed dramatically in the last 10 years.
Dramatically in the last 8 years. I mean, it has changed to the point where I actually sometimes think about having a conversation with my late husband. Bob's been gone 9 years. A lot of people in this community knew him. And I can vision myself having conversations with him now, mm-hmm, about the way things are today and him being absolutely incredulous because none of that was going on before. I mean, just things that have changed so totally and dramatically. Electronically, for one thing. I mean, look how far our iPhones, iPads, those things have come in that short time.
The latest study shows that people are using electronic devices, electronic media devices, an hour more this year than they did last year. And every year it gets to be more. And they're thinking a lot of it's because of the iPhone, because now you pick up something to look up something, where before you just kind of like, okay. Now you have people have a tendency, I'm going to look that up. See what,
it's the background. You're wondering about what size of a bolt to put on something. You can go to YouTube and find out, boom, immediately how to do that. So you're right. We do start doing that. But the state of our government, the things that we take now, I mean, almost as a daily basis,
and
things that would have been absolutely 9 years ago, you would have never, never thought that those things would happen in the United States of America.
Right now we have airplanes that can't fly, yet we are pushing transgenders into the service and trying to figure out how long they have to be in before they get the full operation.
On the front page of our paper for day after day is a discussion about who is going to use which bathroom. Are you kidding me? That's gotten to the point where that's an important issue.
That takes away the emphasis on, takes away the issue of looking at the economy and how screwed that up.
Or how our president and our secretary of state helped murder people in Benghazi, and we're not holding them accountable for it.
And we're going to take a break now on that. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about that. But we also want to talk about what happens when the Attorney General of the United States meets with the husband of the woman that she should be investigating, and not just for security checks, but for the illegal use and the illegal handling of classified top secret material. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hello, Christopher Fleischman of Simple Solutions with a question about service. Have you ever been passed around from one department to another or received a nebulous answer to a very specific question about a service you've purchased? Or have gotten conflicting information from different departments of a business? Or how about not getting back to you when they say they will? I'll bet most of us can say yes to at least one of these questions. Well, at Simple Solutions, I'm it. I'm the guy coming to your door, making the diagnosis, and ordering the parts when needed. And I'm the guy getting back to you. If I take on your appliance repair, I take it on from start to finish. No cracks for it to fall through, nobody to pass it off to. Isn't that how it should be? Since I'm out making repairs, I'm unable to take phone calls. So for quick service, email me at simplesolutions911@gmail.com. Give the appliance issue and your contact number. I will call you back as soon as possible. I really will. With Simple Solutions, you have an alternative.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott, Trish Clark. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. 2620 Larkspur Lane right here in Redding, California. Sharon Clark began this business 10 years ago and at her kitchen table and has been a huge success. And this businesswoman of the year, business of the year, and it's because of top quality customer service, customer support. She'll come out to everybody who's requesting help. And it doesn't mean just elderly. It also means people that surgeries, may have had newborns, broken legs, something like this. And all of her people have been, of course, thorough background investigations, bonded, insured, everything. And then she's got a lot of supervisors out there, too, making sure everything is done correctly. You can't go wrong with Home Helpers. And she's got a special place in her heart for veterans out there and helps veterans. And help, you know, if she hears things, she makes sure that Tommy Keyes over at Shasta County Veterans Service Office knows about it, especially if there's some things that veterans – she knows the system, knows if there's some benefits that veterans have earned – She will help them with that, or help, will hand this off to somebody.
Get them in touch with the proper people.
Again, give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. Okay, now, you know you've been married too long when husband and wife both got excited about getting their new steel locking mailbox up, and then again in the afternoon when UPS delivered their new vacuum cleaner. They are so cute, though. You know what, Sungold, you and Jean, you guys are so cute together. You know, at 53 years, it doesn't seem like it with you two. It's like you're newlyweds. Okay, I've got some things for you. You're really going to like.
All right, let's go.
Pharmacists can now issue contraception across the counter. I'm not talking about condoms. We're talking about, as it says here, oral, vaginal, injections, everything. The pharmacist can now give that to a person without a doctor's prescription.
Yeah, I can remember.
Now.
But here's the deal. Certain medications interact with other medications that you take and or physical things that you have. There's a reason that some of this stuff was prescribed by a doctor. Not everybody can take everything. I don't like this new trend that we have where these pharmaceutical companies and all these other people think they know more about what medications should take than my doctor does.
Well, it's not pharmacists per se. It's our legal system.
But it's wrong.
Anyway, but you have to fill out they just don't come in and say, hey, I want some of these. They've got to fill out a health sheet. Questionnaire, and they get their blood pressure taken, and so you have somebody from the pharmacist staff back there come out and give you blood pressure, I guess. But here's it: they can also refer to back to their doctor and all this. Here's my question though: pharmacists for a long time have said we know more about medicine as far as dosages and what the side effects than doctors do.
Mm-hmm.
We study it; they don't study it. They study it for like a quarter in school. We study it.
Well, that's why they say you should get all your medications from one pharmacy.
That's right. So what you're saying is that one doesn't. You know, the problem with this is that pharmacists are not doctors, no matter how good they are. And we've had,
they know about medication, but they don't know about the other things.
They don't know. They maybe even know about side effects, but there may be other things that when that person fills out that background health form that the pharmacist looks at and says okay, because they're not trained to look at it, where a doctor looks at it and says if you've had this then you must have this. Okay. You know, there's two things. Or somebody leaves something out, or somebody doesn't know. But the whole thing is that we want to make sure everybody, and what they're talking about is underage girls. They want to make sure the underage girls can go, or people can go, and they don't need a doctor to go in and get birth control. Well, they didn't need it before, but it was a physical form of birth control and condoms. Now, what pharmacists do is I think it just puts the pharmacists under a gun. You know, they mentioned insurance. You know, does the what kind of insurance does a person have, or do they have insurance? But I think it also puts the pharmacists kind of under a gun that they give birth control devices like an injectable kind or something, and the person has a severe reaction to it. Who's responsible for that? Is it the pharmacist?
Well, certainly not the person taking it. We already discussed that earlier in the show. And the guy that's taking it or wanting these things or do whatever the person is, somebody else is responsible if they get in trouble, because there's no personal responsibility. Left.
We seem to be moving from the age of the dedicated physician who took the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm, etc., to medical technicians. It's like repairing your microwave oven, and if it didn't work, oh well, move on to the next case.
Well, I don't know if it's not.
We could see this.
The doctors are still the doctors, and you have physicians' assistants and nurse practitioners. They're all highly trained, but they've all worked under the doctor's auspices. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. That's changing. Because why? Is because we are putting so many people into this medical system that we can't pay for, and doctors are not taking them because they're not getting paid. So what do you, how can you be seen? Well, you can go see a nurse practitioner.
Well, and
or physician's assistant. Oh, that's just the same. They can write.
But that's all. You know, this is all part of that whole single payer system where they're going to get us all in a big line and they're going to filter us off and we're not going to have a doctor of our own. We're going to be seen by teams and they'll determine whether we need to see the next step and maybe we'll get to it. And they're doing it in all kinds of different ways. As an example, a lot of the doctors in Shasta County are now going, they can't be in private practice. They can't afford to be in private practice because by the time they get all hooked up to that federal registry that they must all be a part of, it takes forever and lots of money to get hooked up to that. And then you got to have the people to input the information and you've got to have all the staff and a private practitioner just can't cut it anymore.
Yeah.
So
hey,
they're all going into these groups and panels. And
hey, by the way, we have an update on the active shooter at Andrews Air Force Base.
Object lesson in the instant news world here. Apparently there was an active shooter drill taking place at Andrews. Somebody looked out the window and saw a couple of people with long guns, tweeted that there was in fact a shooter going on, and the whole system went into overdrive when in fact there is, to at last report, not a situation going on at Andrews.
It was just so
the non-active shooter drill in non-active shooter in Andrews Air Force Base back in Washington, D.C.
Okay. That's good to know.
Well, no, that's good.
It is good to know, but the downside of all this instant media.
Well, that's the problem. Is it true? Well, it's not even instant media. It's 24 hours of media every day. They have got to fill up 24 hours with something. So they will find the most minutia of things to talk about, and then they will expand it, and then all of a sudden becomes a story when it shouldn't have even been a story. May not even have been a story. Instead, we end up with Kim Kardashian's butt.
Well, and then of course,
is a story in itself.
Yeah, as hackers get better at infiltrating things like the AP news feed. Remember, 2 years ago. Somebody got into the AP news feed, reported a bomb at the White House. The automated systems in place to do trading in the stock market immediately forced a 300-point drop before the circuit breakers kicked in. So these manufactured incidents, I think, will happen more and more.
Oh, by the way, talking about computers and papers is that computers are writing a lot of the stories. Not a lot of stories, but many stories in the papers now because – and they do very well because what it is they will write on the sports. And the computer looks at all the statistics and, you know, can combine the statistics and the software shows how to write. And by the way, you can teach it to write in different styles. You want it to write like a Hemingway. You know, you talk about the pitcher who comes out there striding out in this night, this tropical overstorm and all this. No, but you can – anyway – no, Carol Ferguson's in here talking about that computers write, and they usually do better in sports because of the statistics and this. And they also do the stock market news because it's so many numbers and everything. You remember her talking about that, right?
Yeah.
And so computers are actually writing a lot of the stories out there.
I want to throw this one at Trish. I bet she's not a fan of romance novels.
You should see Trish. Trish is like this going, what are you telling
me? How many Harley Quinn?
It makes me crazy. Yeah.
How many Harley Quinn romance novels are in your house?
But probably not very many.
Well, she gets them for the covers.
Google was using romance novels to teach their artificial intelligence systems how to write. They were feeding, and the first attempts have not been too successful. But this is a growing trend in teaching these AI systems how to anticipate human emotion, which is a little scary thought.
Well, what about that? What about the robot the other day that they had? They were trying, you know, for the AI, and it tried to escape. They had to shut the system.
The Russian robot, the runaway Russian robot, it has apparently been condemned.
Okay.
Sad case there.
Well, and so we'll just jump subjects just a tiny bit, because that certainly then explains why there's no need to teach our children in schools how to write or read or have any kind of penmanship or proper math, because we're all going to have robots doing all that for them, and they don't. Who checks the robot if nobody in the world has any knowledge anymore?
Therein
well, don't you remember? Well, that's, you know, it's the thing. You have rope. We go back to Terminator. We go back to Terminator, where the robots build the robots, but who's controlling it? And then, or Blade Runner.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, they were making cyborgs that were so, or making robots that were so realistic. And it's just, it's a matter of time. You've got them now that they can run. They've got one of them that was running at something like 30, 40 miles an hour, running that fast.
Yeah.
you know, four legs and was running, and they just kept speeding it up, speeding it up, speeding it up, speeding it up, until finally, it fell. But it was at a remarkably fast speed. And they've got these big ones that can carry loads, in the whole thing.
And the Marines had to give up on their robot mule, however, because it was good for about 4 miles before the batteries went dead.
Yeah, well.
And it made a lot of noise.
Hey, we're going to take a break here.
You know, we live in a frightening country. I think sometimes you just want to the whole world is not a place that I'm not even sure. Maybe this whole birth control thing is really important. Maybe we need to
start talking about that.
I think maybe we need to save the next generation.
Well, there's a lot of ways to do this, but hey, we're going to take a break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Budget Blinds. These new solar shades they have, you can get up to a $500 rebate from REU on them. It helps keep your house cool and keep the electricity from being overrun, at which point you're saving money on your electricity bill. Keeps your house cooler, or just any type of window coverings. Here at Budget Blinds, Jerry and his people know exactly what to do. Give them a call, 226-9027, or check out the website at budgetblinds.com.
I need a whole house blind.
It's 15 minutes until the hour of 8. It's 83 degrees out there, going up to 106.
Tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's that time again for Anderson Explodes on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by Redding Kia, Wind River, Sierra Pacific Industries, B&B RV, Tri-Counties Bank, and B&T Satellite. Admission is free, so come down and join us for an evening of entertainment and celebration. Gates open at 4. Music starts at 5:30 with California Country, followed by Chad Bushnell at 7 and Cloverdale at 8. Kids' bounce houses and water slides, just $5 for the whole night. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. We will see you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes. Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Axiom Repertory Theater, in cooperation with Tams Whitmark, presents Cabaret. Choreography by Ronnie Grandel. Musical direction by Adam Ferris and directed by Ken Hill. Catch this dazzling performance of Cabaret live at the Anderson Performing Arts Center, June 16th through July 3rd, with special cabaret seating available. Tickets range in price from $10 to $20. Life's a cabaret, my friends. Come to the Cabaret, June 16th through July 3rd, at the Anderson Performing Arts Center. To purchase your tickets, visit axiomrepertorytheater.com.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Well, Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark. Hey, it's about 83 or 84 right now. We're not sure. We haven't checked it in the last 30 minutes, which means it's probably popped up another 5 degrees. But it's going to go up to 106. We know that today. So, hey, everybody stay cool out there. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Chuck and Judy Kinney out there, a veteran-owned business where they give discounts on seniors and veterans discounts. 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, right here in town. Great in customer service. They've done so much for the people around here. Support all the veterans events and other events here, John and Sarah. You can't say enough about it. 7 years, starting during the worst, you know, this recession, which is still going on, by the way.
We're in a total recovery. Haven't you been listening to the president?
Yeah, sure we have. Anyway, but they've done very well. Have everything you could possibly want when it comes to guns and gun accessories, classes, everything. 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Give them a call at 222-8222. Okay. Trishy.
Yes.
What little things have we got
okay,
here?
Public safety tax.
I thought. Here's the one. Okay. Attorney General Lynch in Las Vegas flies in on her private jet, which attorney generals have. And who comes over to as we can say, chew the fat, was Bill Clinton.
Uh-huh.
Now, she says when they were questioned about it, like nobody's going to find out about this. Well, no. We just discussed grandkids, grandkids, how it is, blah, blah, blah. Oh, no, we did not discuss anything that was ongoing with any type of investigation of the security. She didn't even say security concerns about the, it said something like security practices. Same thing that Clinton said, and the FBI director comes up and blows her out of the water and says, oh, no, this is an investigation. We're not checking how they did things. This is an investigation on wrongdoing. What the attorney general said was Clinton's words. So here we are then. We have him with her, and then she says, no, we didn't discuss that. But she did not say they did not discuss the Clinton Foundation, which is also under investigation.
Should be.
But here it is. Even if they just discussed the grandkids, because, I mean, come on. He is the former president of the United States. He just loves going over and, shaking hands and being with people, even if they just did talk grandkids. It looks so wrong.
And you know for a fact they didn't just talk grandkids.
No, see, I don't know because I wasn't sitting in there. I was not sitting in the plane.
You're absolutely right.
We don't know. On the other hand, they could have, she's the one that's supposed to be investigating his wife, and they're sitting over there chewing the fat with each other.
And, in fact, him and his foundation.
And the foundation. So she's over there talking with them. In a private
plane. The
implication
of impropriety is paramount. And
yes.
Absolutely.
Totally.
And what do? We give them the benefit of the doubt and move on to the next standard.
I am not giving them the benefit of the doubt at all. I'm bringing it out. I'm saying I don't know what happened in there. But this is what I do know. It smacks of an unnecessary meeting where they could have been discussing things and getting into this some kind of, the good old boys network. Hey, here's what's going on. Hey, by the way, this or by the way, that. It can be. It can be. And they can't prove they didn't. That's the thing. But you can't prove they didn't.
There you go.
I will paraphrase something I saw yesterday on Facebook. The disturbing thing is not that Hillary Clinton is a person of highly questionable moral character. The disturbing thing is that her supporters don't care.
I think you're absolutely right because it has been stated, and I believe it's absolutely true, that if, in fact, you were to show them a picture of Hillary with a gun in her hand shooting somebody at this point in time, her supporters would say, well, there was probably overriding reasons.
That's over. Let's just move on.
Yeah, and what difference does it make at this point?
Get Trisha's blood pressure back under control.
Let's just move on.
No,
it's time to move on. This congressional report that says all these things that were gone, even the New York Times goes, there was bureaucracy. Bureaucratic blunders were going on there caused this.
Okay, but how about the fact now that she is actually voicing in places where she's speaking and saying, I understand that there's a reason that people don't trust me, and it's because I think it's because I choose my words carefully.
How about it's because you lie?
Yeah.
How about that? How about you choose your words carefully when you're not telling the truth?
Well, I
like to the guy, he says, do you always tell the truth? And here's her answer to it. I always try to.
Yeah.
Oh.
To the best of my recollection. Sometimes I don't recall. Do you remember the one report where she was being investigated while she was in the White House and over the papers or something where she stated some 58 times? I don't recall. I don't recall. And she didn't remember anything about it.
You know, where has it gotten down to our country? Has got if neither one of the candidates, by a far margin, are trusted, liked by the people that are voting.
Yeah.
By the people that are voting, 67% don't like them. They're not likable people. They say things. They don't think they're honest, or they think they're bombastic. I mean, I don't think anybody said that Trump's not honest. I mean, I'm sure they will, but that he's not honest. But what they're saying is that, you know, all these other things he says.
Oh, she says.
Oh, he's xenophobic. He's a misogynist. He's all these things. And Hillary Clinton is a lawbreaker, a liar, that she will throw people under the bus, that she has thrown people under the bus. She has taken women. She is the candidate for the women, and trashed their reputations, slaughtered them in public.
And taken all this money into the foundation from all of these countries who practice Sharia law and absolutely demoralize
terrorism.
Women.
And support terrorism.
And all that money's gone into the foundation, and they do.
And, gee, after she became Secretary of State, all of a sudden Bill's speaking fees in these places went up.
$150,000 to $2 million or something.
I don't know if it's that much. We're just making it up.
I know.
We're just making it up.
It's good enough for them.
Just say whatever you want to, and the more you say it, then it becomes truth.
Oh, Bill got $1 million. Bill got, if we say it 1,000 times, it's still not true. We don't know that. You know, here's the thing is, I had somebody get really upset the other day because we had these guys on from Vaxxed, which is the movie talking about vaccinations, why they believe, with all this proof, they say, vaccinations cause autism. Here's what I said back to them. I said, hey, look, you may not agree with it. I may not agree with it. But the fact is that I have faith in our listeners and that we put both sides up there and that you're going to take a look at it and listen and you're going to research it and see, well, who is this guy, like I did? And the guy was, you know, that put this on, McShane or McFade, whatever his name is, he lost his medical license. He did all this. On the other hand, if he's going up against big pharmaceutical companies, you might expect a lot of pushback on this. So, you know, you've got to kind of look.
That's a really heavy subject. We haven't got time to get into it.
But we talked about it the other day.
Yeah.
And now that you can get us on your radio, I'm surprised you weren't listening to it.
It depends on what time of the morning it was.
Oh, because you were asleep. It was 7:15 in the morning. Okay.
I got it on the radio, but not at 7:15 in the morning.
You mean the electricity doesn't work at your house?
Yeah, it does, but I'm not up.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, you know, you can stop listening if you want to. I don't think you will, Dave, because you're a bright guy. But here's the thing is that we throw that out there so people can look at it and say, oh, okay, you know what, there's another side to this. Because now if you don't, then you're becoming like some of the other media sources. Oh, we don't agree with it, so we're not going to even publish anything with it. Or even worse, the Attorney General's going after people that are saying, hey, I do not agree with climate change.
Is that just crazy?
Is that crazy that they're going after people and companies that say, hey, look, we don't agree.
Now it's going to be
we don't agree with it. So now we're going to go after you politically.
There you go.
Bob, are you losing your temper?
I was not losing my temper. I was getting my ear sort of quietly reamed out. A lady called, and she called us to task for making generalizations about the movie, and we're supposed to go see the movie and learn
the
truth.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying what I'm saying.
Or that version.
Ma'am, what I'm saying is this, is we had him on, and people were complaining because we had him on. And I didn't say anything about the content of the movie. I'm just saying is that we had them on so people could hear both sides. Now, you're getting upset because I'm not, like, defending the movie, and I'm not going to. I'm letting people make up their own minds.
It has been a topic of discussion for many years. There's been reports that whole thing about autism. Now they've come out with some counter findings that say, whoa, all that stuff about autism, not so much. Now this movie has come out to support the findings they put out there. There's a lot of sides to that story.
There's a lot of money at stake.
There's a lot of money at stake. And the other thing that's at stake is we need to really get a handle on this. And before we jump either way on it, because I don't know if people remember when we had polio in this country and the tremendous impacts of polio in our thing and smallpox and all the other diseases that we've done away with in the United States and don't suffer from. So you just can't throw vaccine under the bus.
The caller did point out that this movie is just about the one triple vaccine that
that's
that,
what yeah that's true it's, yeah. It's the and one it's not the one the rubella it's the rubella it's the three kinds there
which I would have a problem with the general condemnation because anthrax polio
exactly all those things that we've done away with so we've other, got to understand it thoroughly.
I'll just take us into the next hour now. Carl Bott and Trish Clark listening to the Bob and Trish hour here. It is now 7:59 and 30 seconds.
Didn't get the final word. Poor
I did.
Carl.
I've got the final word right now. So Tommy Keys will be back with us right after the break. Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, going to talk veteran stuff. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta Ready.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It is looking now like it was a false alarm today. A law enforcement official says no active shooter was found at Joint Base Andrews in the Maryland suburbs of Washington, D.C. after all. The base had been put on lockdown this morning after an active shooter was reported and the exercise had been planned, but officials say reports of a real-world active shooter came in erroneously. That caused a confusion. Remembering the victims of this week's terrorist attack in Turkey. At a memorial service, Islamic prayers being offered today for some of the victims. Meanwhile, one Turkish official says the death toll from the triple suicide attack has now climbed to 43 in all. At least 400 homes in Northern California have been evacuated because of a wildfire that swept through rugged terrain northeast of Sacramento.
It's in the middle fork of the American River, and so it is like a canyon area. It's very steep and rugged, and so it's making it difficult for those firefighters to get a handle on, which is why we have our air resources so they can build that retardant line and have help out those ground crews that need it.
And CAL FIRE Information Officer Lynette Round says some 2,400 structures are actually being threatened. More political fallout from the Brexit vote. This one came as a surprise today in London. The race to become the country's next prime minister has taken a dramatic last-minute turn as former London Mayor Boris Johnson has taken himself out of consideration for prime minister.
Having consulted colleagues, and in view of the circumstances in Parliament, I have concluded that person cannot be me.
And Johnson had been considered a strong favorite to replace Prime Minister David Cameron. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is holding its own after two positive sessions, after some big losses a few days ago as a result of the Brexit. Right now, once again, the Dow clawing out a positive gain in early trading. It's up by 75 points. More of these stories from townhall.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-423-4557. That's 1-800-423-4557. 1-800-423-4557. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors not available in all states.
The U.S. has removed Thailand from its human trafficking blacklist, though forced labor remains widespread in the nation's lucrative seafood industry. As for the problem around the world, it's as serious as ever, says Secretary of State John Kerry.
Frankly, it's stunning. It's outrageous that even today, the magnitude of the human trafficking challenge cannot be overstated.
The State Department made its assessment in its annual Trafficking in Persons report. It examines 188 government's efforts to combat modern-day slavery. Five-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams has won another match at the All England Club, beating a Greek qualifier to reach the third round. The eighth-seeded Williams, at age 36, is the oldest
to be seated in the top eight at a major tournament since Martina Navratilova pulled that off at Wimbledon. That was back in 1994. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Egyptian investigators believe there was a fire on board that doomed Egypt Air flight that crashed back in May. An update from correspondent Keith Peters.
Authorities say items recovered show signs of damage because of high temperature and that a flight data recorder indicates there was smoke on board. The flight from Paris to Cairo crashed into the Mediterranean on May 19th for reasons that remain unknown. The pilots made no distress call and no militant group has claimed to have brought down the plane. The Egyptian investigating committee said in a statement that a recovered flight data recorder, one of the plane's black boxes, showed that there was smoke in the lavatory and onboard equipment. The second black box, a cockpit recorder, was damaged in the crash and is being repaired in Paris. Keith Peters reporting.
President Obama vowing to quickly move to sign a last-minute rescue package for financially strapped Puerto Rico. Lawmakers approved the bill yesterday, bailing out Puerto Rico, which is facing a $70 billion debt load. More on these stories from townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome on. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, everybody. It must be Thursday. If Trish is here, my girl Trish.
It is Thursday morning. Love Thursday.
8:06 in the morning here at KCNR 1460. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live all over the world at KCNR1460.com. And let me make a quick announcement here is that our sister station, I say your sister station because we share a tower with them, KLXR, is suffering all types of problems with a burnt card. So they're going to be working. They've been working on this for several days, and they're getting should have it back up today. But there may be times we go off the air. So as they have to turn off the tower, because the tower has thousands of volts of electricity running through it, and to be able to make an adjustment, they have to turn off the tower so they can make the adjustments and bring it back up again. So if we go off the air periodically, it's not us. We're stronger than ever now since we did all the work on ours and transmitting everywhere. But if we go off, I'm going to put it on Facebook today, is that we may, you know, occasionally have
intermittent service.
Well, it may be, but, you know, but it's not for a long time, and it's because of they're trying to dial in the other station. Okay.
Okay. It's 83 degrees in downtown Reading, and we're looking for a high today of 106. Low tonight, 72. Friday, another 107 and a low of 70. On Saturday, it's only going to get up to 101, and then a little bit of a cooling trend next week, actually, just into the high 90s, 99, 97. Little relief is in store, but remember to stay cool, drink lots of water, because it's warm out there. Weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. It's locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Also, just remember this, is that don't leave anything in your car that you don't want to lose. And I'm not talking about people breaking in. I'm talking about if you have a live being, whether it's a person or an animal, that you leave them in there for 10 minutes, that temperature in that car can go up to like 120. Leave them in there 20, in 15 minutes, it goes up to 140. So that's a bad way to go. So just remember that. And why do I keep saying this to you? Because it happens.
People do it all the time. I'm just going to run into the store, and I'm just going to crack the window, and I'm going to leave this dog in there. Don't do it.
Even with the windows rolled down, it will get hot like that. Now, the other thing is when you're walking down the street with your little puppy, and you're there, and you're sucking down your Slurpee, and you've got your sandals on, his little pads are burning because it's 140 degrees off that asphalt.
Especially over on the Sundial Bridge. Hot.
It's hot anywhere around here, and so your heat index goes way up. So just remember that, too, if you're taking your little dog out and wondering why, you know, they're sweating and they're bouncing around like they're dancing, it's because their feet hurt. Yours would, too. In fact, if you want to see what it feels like, take off your shoes.
Take off your sandals. Put them down there. See what it feels like.
I do see people walking around barefoot in this town on the sidewalks at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
You don't want to look at the bottom of their feet.
I just have to look at them and think to myself.
They have not had a pedi at the spa lately, I'll tell you.
No, I guess not. Wow. I mean, those feet are tough. Those feet are tough. Hey, this portion of the show is brought, speaking of tough, this show is brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club over there on the corner of,
there you go.
Speaking of petties.
That's where I just led
corner,
you right into that.
That is, corner of Eureka and Court Street. And I'll tell you why. It's a great place to work out. It's the best place. It's 106 outside, so you don't want to go outside and get too hot and sweat. So you go into the Wellgate Sports Club, go in and get hot and sweat. But you can step off the machine, stop, you know, put the weights down for a second, get some water, and do all those kind of things. Wellgate Sports Club. He's also got the Bohem Spa there. And so you can get the petty. If you have that, if you have that club membership, you get two spa treatments a month, which, by the way, pays for the whole thing. There, Linda gets hers there. We're it's at, like I said, in the corner of Eureka and Court Street. It's a great place to go to. We go to it and become part of our Spartan Club to run the race in November. Trish is doing it.
Oh, bet me. No.
But Trish is taking her RV down there.
Yeah, I'll,
for me,
I'll be
As I run by, I may trot on over and lay down for a while in the air conditioning.
I can do that.
Hey, I'm bringing a heart surgeon. I'm bringing a EMT. I'm bringing a masseuse and probably a chiropractor with me. So I want them all there on the sidelines. And if you had an RV there, I could make me feel better.
There you go.
An outside shower.
There you go.
All right.
I got that.
Let's go to the phones. Roberta.
Good morning,
Hi,
Roberta.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, I just had to laugh about the bare feet. When I was a kid here in Redding, we went barefooted all summer long. But I remember hopping from one small weed patch to another to keep my feet from
That's
burning.
Exactly right.
Oh, I've
right.
done that before. And,
run on your toes to the next shade.
Oh, that's right. And you jump into the shade, and you as you're running, you know, you can't figure out what hurts more.
Yeah, that's right.
But you're right. No, we used to run around like that all the time barefoot.
Yeah,
and it was hot. It was like,
yeah,
and the dirt's okay, but then as soon as you step onto the concrete, it's like, wow.
And there's a whole lot more paved areas now on the walking path. You used to be running on dirt and grass. Now you're on paved.
Well, keep your shoes on.
There you go.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye.
The question is, why do you always get the worst singer? Okay, never mind. All right, I'm here with Tommy Key.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Carl.
Get tight in there. There you go.
There you go.
All right, we're okay here.
And you, the boom.
You can take off the.
There you go.
Well, we just weren't doing our job.
We got it now.
Ready. Okay. We're here with Tommy Key, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. Celestina Traver. And who has kept the place running when everything was kind of coming apart. And Kelly Osborne, who is here off tour to talk about her dad and her mom splitting up. Kelly, you know what? You know what? Has it had a big impact on you?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay. It really is Kelly Osborne, but not that Kelly Osborne here. Okay. Tommy.
Yes.
Good morning. Thanks for being with us, and thanks for bringing some friends.
Not a problem.
Now. You can't be here after 8:30. Tell everybody why.
Because our office now opens at 8:30 versus 9, and we're good for you. Yes, we extended the hours a little bit, and it's again bringing more clients in.
Okay, so what are your hours over there?
It is 8:30 to 11:30, and then 1 to 4.
Okay, 1 to 4. Now, are there? Do you have? Appointments or anything else like that?
It's a walk-in, but, I mean, we do take some appointments on a case-by-case basis every now and then. But, again,
a case-by-case basis. Now, people need to understand that mm-hmm. you guys will skew the schedule mm-hmm. on a case-by-case basis. Like if somebody's got something, they've really got a tough, you know, their job, they're working, they can't make it there, and you'll see them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're also back up in Bernie.
We are back up in Bernie the third Friday of every month. Next time we'll be up there will be July 15th. And last time was a big success, so hopefully we keep getting people coming in.
The grand jury, mm-hmm. the grand jury report came out. Big effect on y'all?
No, not really. I mean, a lot of that stuff we'd already implemented, and a lot of it, like I say, it was just we talked about it last time. It was old news. I mean, it happened last summer, last fall, and so a lot of things have changed since then, that's for sure.
Well, I think while you mentioned that, I hope that as people are reading the grand jury report that came out, recognize that they do work on this over a period of a year. Some of that stuff is before that even. And so you don't want to take everything they've said like this is an ongoing, right-to-date happening.
but it was true when they wrote it. So, I mean,
I'm not suggesting it isn't true.
True to a point.
It is a matter of opinion.
Well, what wasn't true?
At that time, the one thing that was true at that time was there was Celestina, the one and only accredited rep there. And that's not even that true. I mean, we actually did bring Bob Dunlap back, and he's still an accredited rep as an extra help as well. But 99% of the time, it was Celestina running that office and the only one there. But other things like when they were saying Larry wouldn't run that office. I mean, I know without a doubt John McCraw was talking to Larry every single day and getting Larry's opinions and things like that on the office, without a doubt. So, I mean, certain things probably could have been done better, but, yeah, that was definitely a lot.
Okay.
Go ahead, Carl.
No, that's okay. No, I'm just listening to you. I wasn't there. Well, you know, I hear a few things now and then. Okay, let's take a quick break. And I think the reason I brought up the grand jury was this, is I think it brought a lot of needed attention to it.
Absolutely.
And we needed to get some things out there, some especially a lot of misconceptions. But there's some other things, too. And frankly, you know what? I don't think that the leadership and the board of supervisors and the county executive officer had played enough. They did not do enough over there, and I will, you know, I've told them that. I said, you know what, you talk about this, and everybody gets this, like, this surprised look on your face, like somebody goes, hey, when you go through four people in a year, there's something going on there that's not right. And I mean, so to say that, oh, yeah, we've got this under control. No, you don't. Now, things since then have changed.
Yes.
And I understand that, and a lot of things that I saw that became in the grand jury report I thought were true, but had been addressed.
Right.
But we still have some things to work on.
Absolutely.
So we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back right after these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Dandelion, the favorite place for Linda and other ladies to go to at 1322 Pine Street, because I tell you, she's a Brighton girl. And then you also have Miss Me, and I didn't know that until yesterday. They were Miss Me jeans. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Linda knows that. So
I didn't know that.
I didn't know it, but they're Miss Me jeans. Yeah, that's right. They have everything there at Dandelion in the Dandelion Boutique, and have become they do a lot of things for our community. The ladies down there at Dandelion moved into a bigger place because so many people were there inundating them down here, and they have had a great run at Dandelion at 1322 Pine Street, and the reason is customer service, and they get the things that ladies want. Okay, Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Give them a call, 247-1292. We'll be right back after these messages with Tommy Key, Celestina Traver, and Kelly Osborne.
Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There's a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed.
The third scolded me. If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle. I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, well, we looked it all over, and we all agreed. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys? Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460.
Time.
If I could find a way.
This is in my Keep Forever song player. It's like the size of a small plum. It's been with me for, I don't know how many years. I don't even know when they even had that technology. It has been with me since probably, 2000. Yeah. And it runs on a little AAA battery, and it sucks it dry like in 2 hours. But it's got all these songs I have, and that's one of them on there.
You just remember the video of Cher on the battleship.
I do. I do. That's right. Then you could really tell who in the Navy. It was interesting. Okay, here we are back again, and I have no idea what I'm doing. Okay, 7:22 in the morning, Tobacco and Brew is bringing us this segment, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, a better-known business with Espresso Joe's and the finest tobacco emporium in California, with a walk-in humidor that's outstanding. They've got it all for you, every type of coffee, tea, drink, cold coffees, cold drinks, everything at Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week. Better known business, great people, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I'm here with Tommy Key, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, Celestina Traver, job? What's your job description?
Job title.
I'm a Veteran Service Rep 3.
Veteran Service Rep 3. And Kelly Osborne, who is a?
Veteran Service Officer for Tehama County.
Oh, okay, that's right, Kelly, you're over there. That's mm-hmm. right. Okay, Tommy, I know you've got to leave here in a few minutes here, then we'll go back to the ladies here.
Okay.
You've changed the hours. What other things have happened? I know you had everybody going out for training, so mm-hmm. how many trained reps do we have now?
Right now we have two fully trained reps.
100% more than last time.
Hey, man.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
And how many in training?
Just myself right now. We are about to hire a new VSR in the near future. We had one leave a couple of months ago, and Dave Lanford's ready to get back out on the bicycle trail, but I'm trying to keep him in the office as much as possible. Still, he's been a wealth of knowledge and helped us all, and yeah.
So so you've got two trained, one in training. What about you?
Well, that's me. Training. Yep.
How many veteran service reps do you have in the office?
It's three veteran service reps and myself.
Okay. So, that's by, you can't get any more than that because that's what your, is that what you're budgeted
that's
for?
That's what our budget and numbers right now allow.
Okay. So two of you are trained to be able to do it. Well, what do you do then? If you haven't been certified, but you're in training, can you take them to a certain point? Is that it?
I can do all the way, but I have to turn my cases over to Celestina to review and certify before they go to the California Department of VA.
Okay. So you're kind of like the,
I'm the apprentice.
You're the physician's assistant.
Exactly.
So you can do everything and hand it to Celestina. Now, Celestina, you have no hesitation at all of looking at it and giving it back to him, telling him to do a better job.
I don't. I do it quite often. I just look at it as training and more knowledge and building his knowledge up.
I'm sitting here.
You got to watch Tommy's face when I said that. So it's kind of like, oh, yeah, well, you know. Not everyone's perfect, though, right? You got to learn somehow, right?
Correct.
That's correct. Okay.
And the third person, are they going to be trained at some point?
Absolutely.
Now, you're still looking to hire somebody, right?
We just put it out there. We waited till the end of the fiscal year, so it'll start in after July 1st, that we'll actually be actively going out and looking for another rep.
Does this slow down the amount of people you can see?
Not at all. We've been packed full 30-plus clients every day. And like I said, I still have Dave Lanford there, and he's seeing clients now, too.
30 clients a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are these... How many of these are, what do they call them, new clients?
That's a great question. Most of the ones I take on are new. Celestina's been there for 6 years, and she's got her steady amount of clients that come in to see her by herself. So me and the new rep, we take on a lot of the new clients, and I bet you
that's an interesting point there. Okay, every second or third person. It'd mm-hmm. be interesting if you could get a snapshot of how many new people you see.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being for that is that then it's how many people are coming in because they've heard it now, mm-hmm. and they're, you know, like how many of the new kids?
Yep, new kids
back,
on the block.
New
right.
kids on the block coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq are coming in. And you're seeing, and Celestina's seeing a bunch of her older clients.
Mm-hmm.
So is it because that they've got like harder cases or... Excuse me, new things, or you saw them 6 years ago, and as they've aged, things have gotten worse or different?
Correct.
Those kind of things?
Yes, I have my own caseload.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having Tommy and Troy take on some new clients so they can start from the very beginning of the case and work it through. Also, they create a relationship with this new client, which is really powerful.
Okay. All right.
Do you have a lot of people who come in and they maybe only see you one time or twice as opposed to ongoing? Or do most people that actually get through the front door stick around for a while and you actually work their case ongoing?
We do many things besides work a case. Usually if they come in and see one of us, we will see them again soon in the near future. We do many things other than casework. We help with college. We help with college fee waivers. We help with homelessness. We help with transitional housing. And we do bus passes. So it's a constant revolving. They're always coming back in.
And that was what I was trying to get more of. What exactly do you do for the veteran? Other than if they, let's say they don't have an issue that hasn't been resolved. They just have other issues in their life and you deal with all of the above.
Yes, we do, including the widows. Widows of veterans, children of veterans.
I've sent children of veterans over to you several times where I know is that there are benefits that they rate, like especially the one where they get cash to help them stay in their houses or to pay for care. And a lot of people don't know that. And we talk about that, you know, that a veteran that served, you know, during wartime can receive, I think it's up to $1,600 or something like that for help in assisted care.
The veteran, we have a non-service-connected pension for veterans. Is that what you're...
No, I don't think that's it. I think it's got to do with helping a veteran with home helpers,
mm-hmm.
was helping a veteran stay in his house, that he rates so much money a month to help pay for that. Kelly?
Yes, I think you might be talking about special monthly compensation in addition to their disability. That may be what you're referring to.
Something to help them over.
It's over and above their rating. If they're 100%, it's over and above the 100% rating to help with caregiving.
Okay.
There you go.
All right. Hey, I'm here with Tommy Key, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, who has got to leave now because he's got
to
go back
to work
and
open the office.
Open the office up because the hours there at the Shasta County Veteran Service Office is now 8:30 to 11:30.
Absolutely correct.
And 1 to 4.
1 to 4.
Absolutely.
And is there going to be, are you looking at one point, you get everybody trained to being able to stagger people through lunch?
Again, we just talked about how people like to see their clients, the same people over and over. We'll think about it as time goes on. But right now, I mean, with all of us taking lunch at the same time, coming back same time, those people don't have to wait. They come right in. They see their same veteran service rep. And people just don't like to repeat their stories over and over, especially when it's traumatic. So we'll look into it. We've that's one of the things we've mentioned that we're going to send out to the grand jury. But it's just, it's something we got to play with right now and figure out that. But like I said, I know the
it's called aid in attendance.
Aid in attendance.
Mm-hmm. Is that what y'all were talking about?
I was. Okay.
Okay. All right. We'll come back to that and talk about that. Okay. Good. So if you're looking at different things, then so that because there are other ideas they like too about Saturdays opening sometimes on Saturdays and those kind of things. So what the idea being is that you're open is
accessible to people.
Accessible to people that
can't.
Yeah. Because you know if I work from 8 to 5, 5:30. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I get a half hour for lunch. I mean, or an hour for lunch, and you're closed at lunch. Mm-hmm. I can't see you.
Well, again, we mentioned we can work on a case-by-case basis with
right.
you. I mean, it needs to be cost-effective. It needs to be worth our time bringing people in after hours, weekends, et cetera. It is, yeah. Carl. Yeah. And sure. And again, we do have some clients that come in that, you know, it's better to have two or three people in the office at that time because, like I said, they have special needs and we work with them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. Carl Bott and Trish Clark, my girl, on Thursday.
Yeah, it's a love Thursday, but I like it better by 8:30 than I like it at 5:30 in the morning when I get up.
And I say, he says, oh gosh, you know, since you've worked on the station, you know, I get your station, you know, I can turn on the radio station, I can hear it in the morning. I said, oh, so you know, when we come on, she goes, no.
Usually maybe by 8, but not by 7.
No, I'm not up at 7. Why would I be up at 7? But I listen to you
at 8. I'm retired. I get to sleep in now. It's I don't have to do those obnoxious 7 o'clock in the morning meetings and that. They're barbaric. I mean, people should meet at a better time of the day.
Barbaric?
I keep telling you.
I'm a barbarian?
Absolutely. People would want to get together and talk about important things at 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Called
Are you kidding me?
By the way, I've been called that before, so it's okay. Yeah, and I kind of take it as a badge of honor,
in fact.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by a veteran-owned business, another barbarian, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue right there. I tell you what, best haircuts in town. Cheers with barbershops. Best haircuts ever, anywhere, not just in town. It could be anywhere at Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I hope he gets a bigger barbershop because he's got so many people down there all the time. So you have to kind of plan it. I do a drive-by and I look in. You know, if there's only like 4 people, I run in there real quick because they're, you know.
Yeah.
So, but if it's like, you know, so I do drive-bys and I look in so I can find a place to park.
I walk by there every once in a while because I go to the chiropractor around the corner. But sometimes it's just lined up around. Yeah. I mean, they're really full in there.
And there's people outside talking on their phones and all that.
I'm going.
You know, I like the place. But, you know, sometimes if I have time, I'll go sit down there and talk with everybody. We have a great time. Okay, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, we're here with Celestina Trever and Kelly Osborne. Celestina is from our Shasta County Veteran Service Office. The Veteran Service Officer, Tommy Key, just had to leave because they're opening their doors at 8:30 now, which is a half hour earlier than they used to. And Kelly is in charge of the Tehama office.
She's Shasta County Veteran Service Officer for Tehama County.
Yes.
Tehama County Veteran Service Officer.
So, hello, Kelly.
Hello.
Okay.
Hello. Thank you.
I understand during some of the darker times here when we were going through some turmoil, you were seeing some Shasta County people.
Yes, I was. And I'd like to just, if I could back up just a bit,
sure.
That when I first started in Tehama County, it was May of 2014. I was part-time. We tragically lost our previous veteran service officer. He had died unexpectedly 2 weeks after I arrived. And John Minton was there as the interim. He did a great job, but he was backlogged, no training. And the office that helped dig me out and helped me tremendously was Shasta County. So I say that because it's really important that this was my office 2 years ago with one person part-time and 7,000 veterans, not including their families, in Tehama County.
Uh-huh.
And Shasta helped. Celestina helped. Bob Dunlap was my mentor until he retired. And what that has done is enabled us to get back on track. It helped for us to get settled. We've made a lot of improvements, which I'd like to talk a little bit about that later. But we did see, we as in me, I'm full-time. We have one part-time veteran service rep, Beverly Holden, and she's funded by Proposition 63. It's our $20,000 grant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did see clients that came down because of the transition, and we helped those clients. We still help some Shasta County clients, as does Shasta helps us with Tehama County clients if there's a need to see the office. If it's perhaps someone that works in Tehama County but they live in Shasta, we'll see them if that's easier, and
vice versa.
Shasta County does
okay.
it too.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So that's a good way to let people know mm-hmm. that we're covering our veterans here, mm-hmm. however we can.
Yes, and I've
flexibility.
Yes,
in the system.
And the veterans that still call that want to come down from Shasta County, you know, if they don't work down there, I refer them back up, and I've said, you know, they've been back. The office is at Compliment. They're doing great. You know, and refer them up here.
Good.
Okay. All right. So we were talking about aid in attendance.
Yes.
And that's what I was trying to describe very poorly until somebody wrote in here, aid in attendance.
So aid in attendance is an extra amount of money that's connected to our non-service connected pension. First, you must qualify for our non-service connected pension, and then the aid in attendance is extra income to help them pay for assisted living or to have someone come into their home to care for them if they want to stay in their home.
Do you have to be destitute for that? In other words, do you have to, a lot of times before you get, you know, can go into some of the homes, all your money has to be gone. You've had to be able, this is different.
So you have to have less than $80,000 in assets, and you have to meet the criteria monthly.
Does that include homes?
No, it does not.
Okay.
No, it's so liquid.
It's liquid assets. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's cool.
What's in your bank or CDs, mutual funds?
Not your cars or jewelry or anything like that. Or your house. No. Big thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Liquid assets. Cool.
We do not count the house against them.
Okay, good. Because, you know. All right. Well, good. So that's aid in attendance. And I know that that has played a part with a lot of people who are trying to take care of their parents who are veterans and all this.
When we go back to the whole thing, if we can keep them in their home, that's better for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We want what's best for that veteran and what their need is.
Going back to our Shasta County here, you're the one that kept it open.
Yes.
Essentially. Yes. There. Well, Kelly says that.
Well, isn't that hard for Celestina to stand up and say, yes, I'm the great white warrior, and I did all this by myself?
No, Celestina. Celestina took a lot of hits during this time frame for a lot of things that were going on that I firmly place in the office of the county executive officer. For people not understanding what's going on or how it's done. And we've since talked about this several times, and that you could have walked away also, just like several others did.
I could have.
At that point, the Shasta County Veterans Service Office would have ceased to exist. At that point, I mean, it just would have, because there's nobody there, nobody trained. I mean, you had people answering phones, but they can't say anything. All right, so now we have two trained, third one's being trained, and now we've got to bring another one on because we rate four, if I understand right, including the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, four in the office.
No, Dave Lanford is our extra help right now.
Yeah.
Helping us until we hire another one.
Okay, so that's your third one, right? So you only rate three in the office?
Three plus the veteran service office.
Correct.
Well, that's what I meant. So that's four people that can help, though.
Yes.
Okay. So is that enough?
It is at this point. It is enough.
We're
meeting all their needs as they come through the door.
So, okay. When we left, we talked about being able to special occasions to have people coming in on, you know, for appointments, and that can be done on a case-by-case basis. Is that correct?
Well, I want to expand on that a little bit more because we meet the veteran need by several different ways. I correspond with my veterans via email. They send me attachments. I can send attachments to them, to their work, to their home. They can fax us documents. They can go to the doctor and have the doctor fax the medical documents to our office. We can as well fax it to their doctor and to them. We have several modes of ways we can help them, not just making an appointment. For the other day, someone knocked on our door at lunch. I was there. I'm usually there. I opened the door, and she needed a piece of paper. We let her in. I helped her, and she left. We do that all the time. If we have a veteran that needs to come in before work, let's say they work at 9 and we are there by 8, I let them in at 8. I help them so that they can
get on
their way.
So that's what you would say is an appointment, right? They call you and say, hey, I've got to be in.
Or they just show up, and I think the best thing about it is that you've built a flexibility into the system that whatever works for the veterans, somebody in the office will make that work for them.
Correct.
And I understand, too, is that if somebody's coming in the first time, they can see anybody. But to come in, if it's like the fourth time they've come in, they really need to see the person they've been working with.
Yes.
Okay. And then if you've got I understand what you're saying. Now, that 11:30 to 1 o'clock is 90 minutes. That's a half hour more. Why is the extra half hour built into that?
Well, when we had our lunch from noon to 1, we found that we were working partway through our lunch because the person walking through that door at 5 till noon, we had to help. Sometimes they take 45 minutes. So what we did was we closed the doors at 11:30 so that we would have time to finish up with that last client through till noon.
That's what I was wanting people to understand.
Yes.
You're not taking an hour and a half for lunch.
You're not taking an hour and a half where you're going out shopping at Dandelions and all that.
Absolutely not. And also, it gives me a great opportunity to use that time for training our new people, training Tommy, training Troy. And soon, when we hire a new person, training him as well or her as well.
Okay.
Absolutely. No, that's a very good explanation because I think the issue, and I was, we talked with Tommy about this one time before when I was on Thursday, and the issue was when I was on the Board of Supervisors, no offices in Shasta County were closed over the lunch hour, with the exception of the county council's office, because it was my contention that we serve all of the public. We don't just serve the people who are unemployed and don't have any place to do between 8 and 5.
Correct.
So if all of our offices are open from 8 to noon and 12 to and 1 to 5 and I have a job, when do I go to see the county clerk or when do I go to see the recorder's office? If I have a job, I need to be able to get to the county offices. And I kept instilling this, get rid of this mentality that we only serve the unemployed population in Shasta County. We serve everybody, and our offices need to be available. Absolutely. After I got off the board, I find now that a whole lot of offices are now closed. I guess that's not as important as it used to be, but I still think we need to be accessible to everyone.
I agree.
And that was my point about the lunch hour.
And that's why we expand our ways of
come
serving
up at, exactly. And I do see your point about repeat people. They need to see a certain people in person. And if you rotate that lunch hour, so I'll go along with that one.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. Our guest host, Dina Traver, from the Shasta County Veteran Service Office, and Kelly Osborne from the Tehama Veteran Service Office. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's only going to be 106 today. It's 90 degrees right now. It's going to go up to 106 today. Wouldn't you like to have somebody that's kind of going to look at your air conditioner that knows what he's doing? Well, let me tell you, that Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and his people are such pros. Coming in on a Sunday for us, diagnosing it, fixing it Monday morning during the heat wave that we were having. Can't say enough about him. Voted best in the North State 2015. Veteran-owned business. I mean, it's everything. He's got it all right here at Alliance Heating and Air. Any type of heating or cooling system. 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Your poker skills, put your cards into play, and play your way to victory. Go deep and take them down in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on Saturday, July 9th at 12 p.m. There's plenty of action in this tournament. Your $330 buy-in will get you $20,000 in chips. All fees included. Book your seat now at the River Club or online at windriver.com. Stay with us in Redding, California's all-in-one luxurious destination. Reserve your room now and ask for your special room rate. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. You win. Wind River Resort and Casino is known for hosting the finest poker tournaments in Northern California. Be one of the privileged few. Pull up a seat, grab your big stack, and play in the $30,000 Super Deep Stack Poker Tournament at Wind River Resort and Casino on July 9th.
Super Deep Stack. Prize pool based on 100 participants.
Dining voucher included. Unlimited re-entry and late registration until first break. Poker is better at the river. At the river.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Are you interested in saving energy and money? By investing in energy-efficient products, equipment, and technologies, you can further reduce your energy usage and increase your savings. Before you shop, review REU's rebate page and see how we can help you save money and energy. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you. Powerful together.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Thursday, the last day of June.
What happened to June? I mean, here we are going into another month already.
I'm having
this year is half over.
This is
the end of the fiscal year.
I know.
I mean, do you remember?
I'm jonesing for June. Now it's gone. Hey, Trish, good morning. And Thursdays, of course, Trish Clark is with me, and we really enjoy it. Next week, we're going to be together, too.
Sharon Clark is gone.
Yeah. She's gone. She's on a vacation.
Yes.
And well-deserved from Home Helpers.
So you're going to come in and co-host with me?
Yeah, because we're going to have a big show that day. We've got all types of things happening that day. I've already got it set up.
Okay.
Now, tomorrow, Doug LaMalfa, Congressman LaMalfa will be on tomorrow. I have several questions for Congressman LaMalfa. It'll be on at 8 o'clock, so Trish, feel free to call in here.
Yeah, I just might do that.
Because I've got several questions about what's going on back in D.C. And some of the other things that are happening. Of course, he's running against Jim Reed. And for Congress.
Who's going to solve all of our problems by cutting the defense budget.
And reinstituting the draft. So, for girls, not for guys. It's time to even it up. All right, just kidding. Not about the draft, though. Okay, we've got here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County's Veteran Service Officer, and Kelly Osborne at Tehama. I'm sorry, Celestina's from the office here. And Kelly Osborne, who is the Tehama Veteran Service Officer, Tehama County. And you are a retired Coast Guard. Thank you so much for your service.
And that's what I wanted to point out. I think that's it. But, you know, sometimes we take for granted that we know these people and that people out there listening don't. So let's just give Kelly just a minute to tell us who Kelly is.
Well, thank you. So I am retired Coast Guard. I was in the Coast Guard for 34 years, and I retired as a Mustang. So I started out enlisted. I was a radioman, and I went through A school at Training Center Petaluma, which is beautiful, beautiful. And I made chief. Our rank structures like the Navy with the Coast Guard. I made chief, and then I put in for warrant officer, and I made that, and then I went warrant to lieutenant. And then you're an O3E because you're prior enlisted. And then up through the ranks, I retired as an O5. So
good for
I'm
you.
Really proud of that. Thank you. Because I didn't go to the academy. I didn't go to OCS. And it was just a school of hard knocks going up the ranks. But wonderful people that I work with and supervisors. So it actually helped me, even though I had some jobs as when I was enlisted. I thought, when am I ever going to use this? Why am I doing this? But it actually, everything that I learned in the Coast Guard, I use in the job that I have now. Because I'm solo down in Tehama County, and I started out part-time. So it was the first year was pretty rough. But we did it as a community. So I'm real excited about that. I'm married. I have 5 grown kids, 2 grandkids.
Good for you. See, now I think that's great for people to identify now with who Kelly is and that she really has got some skin in the game here.
Yeah, let's talk about Celestina.
And let's do Celestina now.
You know, people don't know you. They just
heard all kinds of things in conversation.
Getting close.
But so you tell us that same kind of history. That was great.
All right.
right. I'm the in the arm. I was in the Army. I was military police. I moved up and went to school and became a military police investigator. I worked the provost marshal, and then I was in charge of the overlooked the 8th IDMP unit. And I was in for 4 years and then 5 years reserve. And during the Gulf War, I was over in Germany. I was stationed in Germany. I was there when the wall came down, which was a really cool part of history.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I'm married. I have 3 children, and I have 1 granddaughter.
Oh, grandkids are the best.
When did the wall come down?
In 89, 90.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. It was right at the end of Reagan.
Of Ronald Reagan's term, yes.
Right before.
Because you don't look like you're that old to be over there.
So, no, anyway. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay.
And now you are in the Veterans Service Office here, and you're a Veterans Service Officer rep.
I am. I started out as a volunteer, and I also worked, got in and as an extra help. And actually, it started way back when I saw Libby, and I said, "Ooh, I like your job. I'd love to help veterans. How do I do it?" She said, she gave me wise words, "Go back to school, get your degrees, and then watch for an opening." And there was an extra help opening, and I applied, and I got it, and I just moved up the ranks from there. And
the what would you say? We've got like 6 minutes left. What are we looking for in the future here, Celestina, over at the for the Shasta County Veterans Service Office? How many people do you see?
Well, I think that currently, with our caseload, 3 veteran service reps and a VSO is good.
That's sufficient. But how many people, do you know how many people, I'm throwing this at you, Tommy knows, I think it's, how many a year do you all see?
Oh, my. I don't have those.
It seemed like you all were seeing like 1,000 a month or something like that. Does that sound?
We average around 30 a day,
okay.
Give or take.
Okay,
yeah,
so that's 30 a day, 150 a week, so 600 to 700 a month then.
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be seven. So you'd be seeing 12,000 people then, maybe 12,000 a year. How about you down in, I know you've got a smaller population than we do up here.
We do, but we, you know, we have our subvention, the compensation claims, pension claims,
mm-hmm.
Helping with survivor benefits, things like
right.
that bring in subvention for the county. But and I just did a snapshot last week. I was talking to our board of supervisors and presenting them with, in just one snapshot, we had 1,600 forms that we assisted veterans with. And this doesn't include phone calls, emails, just talking in the office. There were over 1,600 forms that we filled out. About 460 of those were subvention, but the majority of our
Subvention for people that don't know that?
That's how we receive the funding from CalVet that comes back. We bring money in
right.
from veteran claims, certain claims, not everything. CalVet gives us, counts up what's called a workload unit when we do the claims, and then we're getting ready to do our semi-annual audit. It closes out today for the prior 6 months. And we receive funding from CalVet for that. We receive Medi-Cal payments if we can assist a veteran get off the state Medi-Cal,
mm-hmm.
and they receive additional benefits, hopefully better benefits with the VA. We receive subvention for that, and then the license plates. And then I also, we requested a Prop 63 grant this year, and we received that. That's $20,000, which for our county is like winning the lottery for $20,000. Some counties, that's pocket change.
Yeah,
For us, that lets us do outreach. That lets us have the satellite office in Corning, the part-time VSR, and then we're going to expand to Las Molinas as well.
Okay.
So that's the three main funding.
Okay.
You bring up such a good point, just to target on for one thing. Trying to compare all of the counties in this state and make apples and oranges, you're comparing apples and oranges, because as you indicate, $20,000 can make such a difference in one of our small budgets up here, and that isn't even coffee money for Los Angeles County or
right.
Orange County or something
right.
like that. So trying to measure us all on one thing like we're trying to do is an impossible task.
It is. But it's nice that they are considering us. You know, our numbers are never going to compare with San Francisco or San Diego.
No.
But they are accepting smaller counties with their grants. There's 6 grants out of, I think, 53 counties. So I was really happy that we were able to do that.
Perfect.
That's
perfect.
Great. Okay.
Final thoughts?
Celestina?
I think I just want to put out there that our office is strong, up and running. We have, we're constantly doing training, and every veteran that walks through that door, we see. And we help and we serve them the best of our ability.
And if you're a veteran out there, or you have a veteran in your family, or you know of a veteran and there's some kind of an issue, whatever it is, you need to go see the Veterans Service Office in your county so that you can have those needs addressed.
Address and phone number, Celestina.
1855 Shasta Street in Reading. Phone number 530-225-5616.
And Kelly.
Thank you. I smiled when Celestina gave her number because I memorized that my first day on the job. That was like I knew that better than my home phone number when I started. But our future for Tehama County is continuing to expand. I'm full-time. I started full-time March last year. And we moved into a beautiful new building at the Bank of America building, 955 Main Street, Suite C. The phone number is 529-3664. We have our outreach in Corning the first, or actually every Tuesday of the month, 9 to 11, at the Corning Veterans Hall. And we're working on the opening the satellite office in Las Molinas.
Great. Okay, I'm here with
both of you.
Kelly Osborne from the Tehama County Veterans Service Office, and of course Celestina Traver from our own Shasta County Veterans Service Office. You got the phone numbers. You got anybody that's got a problem? If you have kids coming back out, or young people, or older people that are coming back out of the service, this is the first place they should really go to get started. Okay, tomorrow, everybody, Congressman Doug Emhoff will be with us. Thank you so much, Trish, for being with us here.
Love Thursday.
Just remember, it's going to be really hot out there, and it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
KCNR, Shasta Redding.